It's 7 o'clock nearly on a Saturday evening, and I've been strapped to a computer all day doing my assignment, and it's just like got in my head that this time next week I'll be done. And yeah, just a thought that I don't know. It's been a 2-year education, so I spent 2 years jumping into multimedia design, and doing all kinds of things that I never thought I'd do, and things that I never thought I'd be able to do. For example, learning to code. I'm not going to tell you I'm the world's best coder, but out of a class of about 25-30 of us, I was one of, or I am one of, probably about 4 or 5 people who could actually code, make a website, have nothing but a text editor. And that's something I learned from the course, actually, which I'm really, really proud of. But that kind of showed me that there's things that I can do that I didn't think I could do. I never imagined I'd be able to code. I thought I was going to be one of the ones struggling with it. Like I said, I'm not saying I'm a brilliant coder. When it comes to really complicated PHP or JavaScript or those kind of languages, I'm not someone who can just pluck the code out of their head. But certainly I can look at it and decipher it and actually use it in the way that I need for a website or a web project. So yeah, it's been 2 years of a lot of different stuff, but mostly 2 years that has taught me that if I apply myself to something, I can do it. And I know it's weird, I'm 40 now, and it's taken me this long to feel that way, to gain that confidence. And that's a funny feeling, because I'm a 40-year-old man. You'd think I'd have the confidence by now to know that I can do stuff. I think it's a combination of things, really. It's not just doing the degree, but it's, you know, becoming a dad and taking on those kind of responsibilities, and then in combination doing the degree, which has made me realize I can do things that I never thought I could do. It's kind of put a bit of confidence in my stride, made me realize I do have things to offer, and there are things I can do, and I can do them well. And it's a funny feeling to feel as though this time next week I'll be finished. I will have handed in my project. I mean, I've got an exam on the 19th where I have to do a 15-minute presentation. After that, I will get my grade. I'll get my grade on the day, on the exam day, because you go in, you talk about whatever you want to talk about for 15 minutes. They ask you a bunch of questions for 10 minutes, and then they send you out, and then they discuss your performance and whatnot. And then you go back in, and they give you your grade right there, which is really nerve-wracking, but it's great because, you know, you're not walking away from the exam waiting for a piece of paper in the post, you know, a month later. You're walking out knowing how well you've done, or how badly you've done, but it's kind of over and done with. But really, you know, as of this time next week, I'll be done, really. You know, my big, big assignment will be in. Then I have to kind of figure out how I'm going to talk about it for a while in the exam. And of course, having written, you know, having kind of written, you know, all these podcast scripts and produced an audio documentary all about transmedia, I've found myself becoming quite knowledgeable about the subject. A lot to learn still, but still it's a fascinating subject, and I'll quite happily sit there and answer questions about it. So, yeah, funny feeling that this time next week I'll be done with that. It's coming to the end stage of a part of my life, really. Figuring out what I'm going to do next. Part of that is probably becoming freelance, starting to find some work. But there's also an opportunity, if I want to carry on studying. And that's something I need to think about, decide whether I want to do it. And I could, you know, do that in combination with being a freelance. Or if I go freelance, it'll be a freelance transmedia producer. Someone who can do video and audio and tell you how you can kind of throw that on the web and make it work for you. You know, whether or not I can kind of do that alongside studying, I don't know. But really, I think what's hit me today really is that I'm suddenly now approaching a corner to turn in my life. I'll be someone with a degree, someone who needs to figure out after that how I'm going to go on and contribute and do cool stuff. You know, it's kind of, in some ways it's kind of easy to do cool stuff in a school environment because it's kind of a fish tank. But going out and stepping out into the real world again with new skills and new thoughts and all that kind of stuff. Suddenly I have to figure out all over again how I can start doing cool stuff in the real world. I'm already starting to figure that out, but still, you know, I'm hitting the corner I need to turn in order to do it, and that's hit me today, that I'm on the cusp of the corner, about to turn, and see what the rest of my life has to offer me.